This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We're very excited to have another guest in the studio this morning. We're all Siamese twins, but times four. We have got drag queen Zelda Moon in the studio to talk about her show with her drag house, the Beastie Girls, including Benign Girl and Lazy Susan. They have a show as part of Melbourne Fringe called Drag Show, the Game Show. It's on this Thursday, Friday and Saturday in Collingwood. Hello, Zelda. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Drag Show, the Game Show. I like that title because it is what it is.
Well, it is exactly what it says it is. That's right. Drag Show, the Game Show.
Can you tell us what that... What,
well, what does that
what
mean?
What is happening? So you'll be in drag.
Of course. So the three of us will be... kind of doing like a live studio audience style game show. Lazy Susan's the host and Benign and I are on two opposing teams, and the audience when they come in will be split, and you'll either be on my team or on Benign's team.
Can you pick?
No.
Because I have that, you know, remember back at high school or school where you get picked for sports? I was never picked.
Yeah, so. Me too. Yeah.
But you don't get to pick.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. This took
sorry.
Really? Yep. You think drag's going to be happy? And then.
And also, you don't have to talk about sport with drag. And here we are talking about sport. Oh.
So, talk me through the process for this, because I know you've all performed together as a group doing the standard drag trade of lip sync and performance and hosting and entertainment and dancing and reveals and wigs and costumes and makeup and all of the things. How do you take all of those skills and then turn them and turn to a game show? Did you watch a lot of game shows to research?
I certainly didn't. This has been been a bit of a love child of Lazy Susan's for a few years now. So she's kind of been bubbling this away, and now we're putting it into the show. But it's kind of like the journey of being a drag queen in Melbourne. So we're trying to kind of, you know, through entertainment, also tell a bit of a story about what it takes and the different aspects that kind of get smashed together to result in the Beastie Girls.
We're talking to Zelda Moon, who is a beautiful drag queen. And I mean it. I had a pretty intense night where Zelda was dressed up at an event and I was feeling a bit hot under the collar. Zelda is part of a show called Drag Show, the Game Show, as part of Melbourne Fringe, happening this week. And we're just sort of getting to the bottom of what this show is going to be about. In the description of it, it has two things that... One that concerns me and one that concerns a mutual friend, Jesse. The one that concerns me is loud, surprising noises.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have no interest in that. Should I be wearing earplugs for this event?
I mean, if you've met Benign Girl, then that shouldn't come as a surprise.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In terms of audience participation, I've recently broken the seal, if you will, on audience participation, and I now quite enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, that would be a red flag.
Yes.
So what does the audience participation entail? Well, I guess you haven't done the show yet. Mm. So how do you think the tale entailed?
It is truly not terrifying. It's more... We did that more as like a...
A
disclaimer, but it's fine. It's really just about being, you know, you're part of one of our teams. Mm. That's kind of the beginning and end of it. Two people get a makeover. I'm just going to get that out of the bag. So two people in the audience totally lose out. They have like a lot of audience participation, but everyone else is fine.
That's okay. Yeah. Like numbers and statistics wise.
Yeah.
Two out of however many. That's not that many. Yeah. Your chances are pretty good of... Yeah. getting out of it.
I mean, you're all looking at me right now. Like, it really would be no harm if I'm the person who gets the makeover. Like, I think it could be a relief.
You're going to go and put up your hand for the makeover. I know there's a makeover. Let it be me.
I'm going out later. I'm on the town. I'm thinking of going to Chapel Street. I really want to get into a venue.
Yeah.
Can I be blonde for the night, please? You're going to need to put a darker foundation on me because my skin's too pale for blonde hair. Daisy, you were recently in the United States of America on your engagement tour.
Yeah.
Daisy is recently engaged to her now fiancé, Charlotte, which is very exciting.
Fiancés are like randomly posh word that's too posh for us.
Well, I didn't want to put that out there, but now that you've said
it's uncomfortable.
She's
say.
So right.
You went to DragCon in New York?
Yes, I did. What a...
What was that experience? Have you been to? Have you travelled and been to a drag con yet?
I have not.
What was the experience like?
Look, it's a lot, as you would expect from anything to do with RuPaul. It was really fun, and the environment and the atmosphere and everything was super fun because everyone's so excited. But what we didn't expect was that you have to pay for a minimum amount of merch of a drag queen that you want to meet from RuPaul. So there's several things wrong with this. Firstly, our favourites were not there.
So, like, Katya,
they're, like,
Trixie,
good and successful, and therefore they don't need to be at DragCon sitting in a tiny box waiting for people to scream with excitement at them.
The truth.
Secondly, you had to spend, quite a bit. Like, for example, to meet Manila, if you know who that is, it was, like, $60 minimum.
US.
On US on dollars, merch. Which is about 100 Australian at the moment, to meet her. And, third problem was that I didn't really like any of their merch very much.
Yeah,
now, if
right.
I was a drag queen ever, and I was going to do this, I would just have really good merch, because then if people like us are a bit on the fence about it, at least they can go, oh, that's a cool t-shirt, I'll just buy that. And
so you almost want to get like a fashion person in to really pimp your brand. Yeah. Merch is an interesting... Yeah, I can see you over there, Zelda.
Yeah, do you have merch?
Do you have merch?
We are launching a t-shirt on Thursday and I'm opening nine.
No way. Yes.
And I can say with confidence that it's good merch. It's real good.
Because some of it is a bit choppy, and obviously drag queens are known for their aesthetics and how they look visually, and sometimes the visuals, like Sasha Velour would be a good example of a drag queen whose aesthetic translates well to merch, but a lot of them it's like, whee.
She's the one I was excited for merch, but then, everyone else was a bit... Man, that makes me more excited to go. I love merch. I want a t-shirt.
We have.
Did you
have
t-shirts for us, or you didn't know SRs?
We have.
Oh, sorry, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm looking for the free merch.
No, I'm actually spending the next 3 days screen printing all the t-shirts myself. So they don't exist yet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We should really let you go. Yeah. No, Zelda. One last question I have for you. We're speaking to Zelda Moon. She is a drag queen. She is part of the Beastie Girls. Also featuring Benign Girl and Lazy Susan. And they have a show this week. It's part of Melbourne Fringe called Drag Show, The Game Show. Just quickly, how would you sell this show for people who are new to drag and maybe even new to Fringe? Mm. So the thought of diving into something like this feels a bit intense. What would you say to them to get them through the door?
I would say we have a lot of members from the community coming, so it's going to be a beautiful vibe. It's nice and early, so you can go out afterwards. And, it's really about a bit of fun and a little bit of education as well. So it's really not a scary show. It's just a lot of fun and a lot of us making fools of ourselves for a good hour.
Zelda, thank you so much for coming in. You can get tickets to Drag Show, The Game Show at melbournefringe.com.au. It's in Collingwood at Schoolhouse Studios, which is a really fun space. I think it's on Rupert Street from memory.
Correct.
Yep. So I've spent a bit of time.
Google.
I know. I've spent a bit of time there. Drag Show, The Game Show is happening this Thursday, Friday and Saturday night. And I can say with confidence that the Beastie Girls are three of the most fun drag queens in Melbourne. And I have a big, dirty soft spot for Lazy Susan as well. I'm sad that she wasn't here. Benign, neither here nor there. Yeah. But you and Lazy. Can't get enough. Cry. I know. Can't wait. You're enjoying.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.